Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Special shout out to my dad. Happy Father's Day, Dad. The rest of you, if you'll stand up. And my dad, too, I guess. And let's go to the Lord in worship, because it is an awesome, awesome day to celebrate our Lord and Savior.
You can say that God has done great things in your life. How about on this Father's Day, how many of you would say that the scripture was true, that He is a great Father? He is a great, great Father. Would you just lift your hands with me this morning, Lord? We thank You. We give You all the honor and the praise today. Lord, on this Father's Day, Lord, we honor You as the greatest Father, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of the brokenhearted, the Father of the nations of the world, Lord, who came, gave His life so that we may have life. Lord, we thank You for the service today. We thank You, Lord, for everything that's going to happen in this place. Lord, we dedicate it to You. Lord, we ask that Your presence would be in this place today. Lord, we ask right now that everything we do here would bring honor and glory to You. May Your name be lifted high today. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Happy Father's Day. Can we give a hand to all of our dads today? Come on. Come on. Special shout out to those dads who are wearing Hawaiian or tropical shirts today. I see you back there, Nick. Salute to you, my friend. Awesome, awesome. We want to say happy Father's Day to every father. And so I want to ask you to stand up today. One simple standing up. So let's stand up, dads. Come on. Be proud. Be loud. Let's go. Let's get loud for dads. Awesome. 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 Such an honor to have my dad here in the house with me today. And I think they're going to bring me the box here. Awesome. He's hiding right up here. I didn't know you were right there. Awesome. We are going to draw some names here in just a second, but I hope you enjoyed the video today, and hopefully it met you right where you're at, no matter what situation you may find yourself in today. Maybe your dad's not here. Man, I love the part of the video that said, may you honor your dad by through all the example that he gave you. I mean, isn't that what us all dads want? It's for our kids to honor the Lord and do what they're supposed to do. Treat their mom right. Right, boys? Treat your mom right. Boy, I will. How many times I told them, I will end you. All right, so we brought you into this world. I will take you out. So we're going to draw some names, and I think we have 3 gift cards, right, Pastor? Yeah, let's give Pastor a hand. He's got the gift cards. Awesome. These gift cards are to Clark Crew Barbecue. How many of you have eaten at Clark Crew Barbecue? Yes. Well, those of you, there's just a few of us. Let me tell you something. They're serving it in heaven. And so we just want to give you a taste of heaven here on earth. And so I did not put my name in the drawing, but I did. Neither one of us did. But I was sure hoping my dad did, because he's a good dad. If he wins, he'll take me with him. So I am not. Now watch me pull my dad's name out. I guess it was rigged. It was not rigged. I have no idea. Ooh, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm just mixing it all up. That way the dads that were faithful and got here, you know, they were early. You're not at the bottom anymore. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. And oh! This one just popped right out, and so we're going with it. Kevin Boydston. Kevin Boydston. Yeah. The Lord wanted you to have that because apparently Miss Michelle's been mean to you lately, and so we're sorry about that. May she treat you better today. All right. All right, here we go. We'll get some more music. Okay. I like it. I just like the dramatic. Okay. How does this even happen? My boy Nick, Nick Williamson right back there. Yeah. In 2 Pastor Phil chapter 2, it says, thou shalt wear a Hawaiian shirt and win a gift certificate. So, all right, I'm mixing them up again. Who likes barbecue? Come on now. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Wyatt, you ain't going to win, all right? He's rooting you on, David. Okay, here we go. Paul Gabbard. Paul, come on. Congratulations to all 3 of our dads who won some barbecue today. But we want to say to all of our dads, we love you, whether you're here in the sanctuary or whether you're online today. I want to say, I hope this day is the best day ever for you, and hopefully you get to eat somewhere you like to eat, and maybe you got a super cool card. I got one this morning. It had like music and songs and everything, Pastor. It was awesome, and so we just want to say thank you for all you do for your families, and we pray that you're blessed today. We're gonna have you check out another video.
Coming soon, it's the music ministry of Greg Wynn. Singer-songwriter and saxophonist Greg Wynn has been described as one of the most versatile music ministers on the road today. He has a style of music for everyone, from smooth jazz and gospel on his saxophones, contemporary vocal worship, as well as fun songs and classic hymns. His combination of vocals and sax numbers, along with his quick wit and a strong message, make his concerts a unique experience.
I always love hearing Greg Wynn. He's just so talented.
Love the saxophone, but more than anything, love his spirit.
He really puts the feeling of the Lord in me when he's singing.
Very talented sax player.
He's entertaining.
I love the concert. Greg's awesome.
This is one concert you won't want to miss. Bring your family and friends to enjoy the music ministry of Greg Wynn.
Awesome, awesome. Greg does a tremendous job. He's super talented. And in 2 weeks on this Sunday, the 4th of July, Sunday, he will be here sharing with us in music ministry. And that Sunday, which like I said, is 2 weeks from today, we will not have Sunday school, but at 9:30 we'll have some donuts and coffee and stuff and be able to hang out, have some fellowship. And then Greg Wynn will be sharing with us in the service. And so we'd love... I know some of you may have plans to go to the lake or other things, but if you're here and you're here in town and you're not off with your family doing something else, we want you to be here in service and come be a part of the ministry of Greg Wynn. I think you'll really enjoy it. He's been with us before, and he is super talented, so we want you to be a part of that. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but on the way in, there is that's not even a bake sale anymore. What do you call that? That is a foyer of temptation, is what that is. And I just know that if I ate everything out there that I want to eat, we would be getting another size shirt. Thank you. Except that wasn't a joke. That's real. Like, I'm going to be that big. So we'd love for you to get something that's yummy and good to eat. There's all kinds of stuff out there, jellies and salsas and cakes and pies and cookies and everything else. But the great part is all the proceeds go to support the Tractor for Trent project. Trent Morrow they're trying to purchase a tractor for the ministry. And where's that at? Uruguay. I kept wanting to say Costa Rica. No, that wasn't right. In Uruguay. And so that we're continuing. It looks like we're at $6,837. And so we're well on our way of helping them to buy that tractor. And so this is just another way for our ladies that are helping to raise money for that. So we'd love for you to get something good to eat there. And so there's lots of other announcements. We had a tremendous time at youth camp. 960 people at youth camp this last week. Many coming to the altar to rededicate their life or give their hearts to the Lord. Many filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Many called to full-time ministry. We had a couple in our own youth group that filled the call to full-time ministry. And so just a tremendous time around the altar. I encourage you, if you have never looked at our youth group Facebook page, Epic Life Student Ministries, go over there. Don't do it now. We're in service, people. God's watching, and Pastor watches. He actually has a camera, and he reviews it every week in the office. No, I'm teasing. But later on, go over to Facebook, go over to Epic Life Student Ministries, and on there, I've posted some videos, or on my own personal page, I posted some videos of the services. And I'm telling you what, there's no sweeter sound than listening to young people with their voices just sing out and praise the Lord. And man, I just love it. It's one of my favorite parts of youth camp is just sitting back and listening to all those young people just pour out their hearts to the Lord. And so I think it'll bless you. So go check that out. And so we're going to ask the ushers to come as we receive the tithe and offering. Amen. Want to thank you if you've come to visit today. We have a visitor card. It's in the seat back in front of you. If you would fill that out, and then before you leave, Miss Joyce is in the foyer. If you'll hand that card to her, she's always standing right out there. She will take that from you and just gives us a record of your attendance. Lets us know you came to visit with us today, and it really helps us to be able to just say, hey, thanks for coming. And so let's pray with the tithe and offering this morning. We'll go right back into worship. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all the fathers. We thank you, Lord, that you're the greatest father. And Lord, we thank you that as you bless us, Lord, and we give back, Lord, you continue to pour out your blessings upon us. We thank you for what you're going to do with the tithe and the offering. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing through Noble Assembly of God. And thank you, Lord, what you're doing through the people here who have faithfully given. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship.
I was hopeless, I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only song. But I needed someone to come rescue me, and mercy heard my plea. And Lord, you found me, you healed me. Called me from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. Oh, now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. And that's what your mercy did for me.
It says, for the Lord your God is a God of gods. He's the Lord of lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. What an amazing and awesome God we serve. The God of all gods, the Lord of all lords. He is mighty and awesome and worthy of our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just praise you.
You call.
sun to rise, and you lay it down to rest, and you hold this heart of mine, and you hold my every breath. Such an awesome God, so stands above you, no one, no thing. For you are holy, you are righteous, and you are all that we need. And so today we come to you, humbling ourselves before you, Father, Lord, and lifting up your name in praise. We just thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song.
Come on, let's lift up our praise to the Lord this morning. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you today, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessing and glory and honor and power be unto you, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way in this service today. Praise your name, O God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Some needs I'd like to mention this morning. Elaine Smith fell again, shattered her leg, and she had surgery yesterday. She's in the hospital at Baptist Hospital of Oklahoma City. We really need to lift up Sister Elaine today and also George and their family. Benita Carlin's mother is recovering from surgery. We need to lift her up. Shirley Ring's sister Charlotte, a very serious condition in the hospital. Barring a miracle, she may not make it. Shirley is really concerned about her sister. Phyllis Ali's husband, Al, has been really sick. He was headed to the ER this morning. I just learned a couple more requests since I wrote these down, and that is that Jeannie Jones passed away. Her husband was Dwayne Jones, the great missionary speaker and pastor. He's been in this church numbers of times and preached. Jeannie actually picked out all the colors of this sanctuary back almost 20 years ago. Well, she went to be with Dwayne this morning, and so I know there is a great reunion going on in heaven right now. And so, but lift up their family to the Lord. And then Justin and Deborah Henry, I don't know any details, but they were in a car accident. I don't know the extent of that, but Pastor Justin was on staff here as our youth pastor several years ago. So I don't know what all that looks like, but let's remember Justin and Deborah Henry in prayer today. Father, we come to you, Lord, today, and I know there's probably many other needs besides these ones I've mentioned, and I just thank you, Lord, that you told us to come to you when we have a need, to pray, to seek your will, to seek your face. And so, Lord, today we just lift up Elaine and Benita and Charlotte and Al and Steve Hopkins also. We just pray for him, continue to get well from this affliction of Bell's palsy. And we just pray that you would just bring healing to these we've mentioned right now. Father, we pray for Justin and Deborah, that you would be with them and the injuries from this accident. I pray, Father God, that you just touch them right now. We pray for the Jones family this morning. We thank you for Sister Jeannie. She's been such a blessing to me in my life personally, has encouraged me many times, and I thank you for that. I pray that you would just bless her family, bless her son Stephen, and I can't remember the other members of the family's name, but you know. And we just thank you for this woman who served many years alongside her husband Dwayne on the mission field and as an evangelist and for Light for the Lost and men's ministries. We just thank you for this wonderful team of people. We pray that you just comfort them. And Lord, be with us in this service. Be with our nation as we continue to pray for healing and revival in our beloved United States. Lord, just let your will be done in all of our lives. Speak to us through the message today that you've laid on my heart for this Father's Day. We just pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to minister to every need. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Before we're seated, can we just give the Lord a big hand of praise? Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. I just love worshiping the Lord, and I look forward to Sundays when I know we're going to all be singing the praises of God and worshiping Him. I just love the presence of the Lord as He ministers to us as we lift up His name. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. 1 Corinthians 4, 14. Says, I am not writing these things to shame you, but to warn you as my beloved children. For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. For I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. So I urge you to imitate me. Father, I thank you for the message you've laid on my heart for this Father's Day, and I pray that it is delivered in the way that you would have it. I pray that it is received in the way that you would have it in all of our lives as fathers and as maybe not biological fathers, but certainly as fathers to others, mentors, examples. I pray, Father God, that we would be fathers that have a heart for you to duplicate the faith that we have into the hearts of our children and grandchildren and generations to come. We just praise you, Lord. We ask for your help and anointing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Paul is telling the Corinthian church here, whom he led from paganism into a relationship with Christ, that he is their spiritual father and that they can follow his example. And I think that's pretty neat that Paul felt so such a compassion for those that he had ministered to, and he had such a life committed to the Lord to say, hey, if you're looking for an earthly example to follow, just follow me. That's a pretty tall order, isn't it? That he felt confident enough in his own relationship with the God that he could tell them, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. I believe much of the problems that we see in our world today is that of absentee fathers. Would you agree with me that there's a lot of the problems in our society and among our youth and the rebellion and the different things that are happening is we've got a lot of fathers that are absent. Children can suffer when there is no father present, which, as I said, affects society as a whole. Furthermore, there is the possibility that even when the father is there physically, he can still be absent emotionally and or spiritually. In fact, a father may be a really awesome provider. He may be very talented. He may be very active in his children's life and in his job and in his community and in the society in which he lives. He may be very loving and very supportive and be a great father, but still be absent or at least lacking in the spiritual sense. I hope you'll follow me with what I'm saying today. I certainly don't mean to be condemning Well, I'm just giving what the Lord put on my heart for today. How about that? Okay? I want us to look at a very crucial and far-reaching subject on this Father's Day, and I've entitled this message, Spiritual Fathers, as you can see on the screen. There are many good and wonderful dads who still need help being spiritual fathers. They do many good things as a father. However, when it comes to the part of spirituality, many of them, myself included, at times can fall short. You see, the part of the human existence that is eternal and lives forever is not this body. It's not our mind or our emotions and so on. It is the spirit. Our spirit is housed inside of a physical body. that has a mind and has a will and has an emotions. Man is made up of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. The soul is our mind, our will, our emotions. The spirit that's eternal lives in the soul and the body, and that is the most important. It's what separates us from animals. Animals have a body and they have a mind, but they don't have a spirit. Animals are not like men and women, where they have an ability to communicate with God and have an existence that's eternal like a human being, and is going to knows right from wrong. Many times as fathers, we can struggle in developing this part of life in us and in the family that we are called to lead. Can I be totally honest with you this morning? I wish I would have been a better spiritual father myself. You say, but you're a pastor, you're a minister. I know that, but I'm also a man, and I have human emotions and ideas and thoughts just like you. I may be called to the ministry, which I thank God I am. But as men, we have to want to be a spiritual father besides just being a good provider and a loving father. I hope this makes sense to you this morning. I feel that even as a pastor that I could be a better spiritual father to this congregation and to my own family. So this morning, what does a spiritual father look like? What do you mean by a spiritual father? I mean, what does a spiritual father do in addition to all of the regular stuff that good fathers do? Well, let me share with you six things that a dad does to be a spiritual father. Now, remember, I'm talking about what we need to do as spiritual leaders of our families, and even to some who would look to us as a mentor or a father that we may not even be related to by blood, such as Paul was to Timothy. Paul wasn't Timothy's dad. Timothy had a Greek dad. We don't even know if he was a believer. His mom and his grandmother were Christians. We're not sure about his dad. And so in reality, Paul became Timothy's dad. He was like his son in the faith. And he mentored and was a father to him. So as is my custom, and since it's a good memory tool, I will put these six letters as an acrostic for the word father. F-A-T-H-E-R. So first of all, a spiritual father, number one, F, focuses on faith. Focuses on faith. Now, we should focus our children on other things. We certainly should be involved in their education. We want them to be involved in sports or in the fine arts, learn how to play the guitar, learn how to play the piano, learn how to throw a ball, maybe to excel in softball or football or track or dance or whatever. We want them to have good character, and we want to be an example to them. And we want all these things to be good with our children, don't we? However, our number one focus as spiritual fathers is in making sure that our children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as far as that's possible, and maybe not even children that's biological, but people you have a relationship with or are a mentor to, you want to make sure that they are developing a relationship with Jesus Christ above everything else, because you see, that has eternal implications. We must make it a matter of priority in prayer. Lord, help me to remember to teach my kids that it's the number one thing in life is faith, not football. The number one thing in life is faith, not sports or not food or not other things. It's faith in God, because that's going to be eternal. Everything else is going to pass away. We must set an example ourselves as parents. Our kids must see us reading the Bible, praying for our meals, bedtime, and other times too. Constantly, they should see us as a person of prayer. They need to see us being faithful to church and to the ministries that that church seeks to provide. Sunday school, youth, children's ministry, rangers, girls ministry, nursery, whatever areas, they need to be involved in that. We need to make sure our kids are involved in those things. Focusing on faith. We need to set the example ourselves of what you want to see reproduced in your children. In worship. How many of you know our kids reproduce what they see in us? If they see us involved in worship, it's a great example to them. If they see us engaged in worship and being active in our church and in volunteering, they reproduce that. Proverbs 22:6 says, direct or train up your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. So first of all, let your number one thing in life is to focus on faith. Number two, he allows his heart to stay soft. A man who wants to be a good spiritual father allows his heart to stay soft. How many of you realize the older we get, the more cynical we can get? The older we get, we see things happening in our world, in our country. We could just get so hard and so mad. I have to guard against getting very mad. I've told you before, I don't like to watch the news because it just makes me mad anymore. I don't even watch it. I'll turn it over to Andy Griffith. I'd rather watch Barney and Opie than some of the other people on the news. There are things that can make our heart get hard and calloused, even to the work of the Lord in our own hearts and in the hearts of the ones we love. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. We have to guard our heart. We have to make sure that things that are not going to be good for us don't get in our heart. And they enter through our eyes or through our eyes and our ears, the things that we think about. So we want, with God's help, to keep a soft heart toward the Lord and His Word. Keep your atmosphere one of inspiration and faith. Surround yourself with music and media that edifies you rather than tears you down. Be careful what you allow to enter into your senses that are hallways to your heart. Why? Because your heart condition, listen to this, your heart condition becomes the heart condition of your home. Men, we set the stage. If you are angry and bitter and suspect of everybody and everything, it will spill over into the gifts God gave you as a dad called sons and daughters. Have you noticed that children like to copy us as parents? Remember the old commercial when I was a kid about the guy smoking, sitting by the tree, and the little boy reaches for his cigarettes like his dad. He copies everything his dad does. They do that. They copy us. Let's give them a dad whose heart is soft rather than sassy and cynical. Amen? Number three, T, a spiritual father touches and shows affection, knows how to be tender. Dads, don't buy the lie that to be tender and affectionate is not manly and a sign of weakness. Well, my kids know they love them. I don't have to tell them. We got to be a man about this. I want to tell you, we have a generation of children that are dying for the lack of a hug and the lack of an I love you from their dad. It shouldn't be moms that say I love you and give hugs to their kids. It ought to be the dads. Don't buy into the Satan's lie. Well, if you do that, you're just being a wimp. You're being soft. You're being, you know, somehow not macho. No, that's not true at all. It's really, really sad when a grown adult says they never heard their dad or their mom tell them they love them. I know of people that said, I never one time ever remember my dad telling me he loved me. How sad is that? Some of you that might be in here, might be your case today. Kids need to hear their parents say, I love you. It's not weak and wimpy to say, I love you. It's winning and wise. It's a statement that will do wonders to bring up godly children. Hug your kids. Tell them I love them. Tell them I love you and say it like you mean it. 1 Peter 4:8 says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. You know, just being loving and affectionate can potentially avert a lot of trouble that would otherwise be coming to your son and daughter, just if they know and hear you say you love them. That I love you and that sincere hug you give to your teenager may be what saves them from disaster down the road, because they know that you love them. So go ahead, Dad, show some affection. Let's practice. At the count of three, everybody say, I love you. Not love you, I love you. One, two, three. I love you. It's not hard, it's just three words. We can say, I love you as easily as go get lost. So show some affection. Number four, H. A spiritual father hungers for the Lord. Spiritually hungry dads are more apt to produce spiritually healthy children. I want to say it again. Spiritually hungry dads are more apt to produce spiritually healthy children. Matthew 5, 6, God blesses those who hunger and thirst for righteousness or justice, for they will be satisfied. We need to hunger and thirst for righteousness, for godliness, to be the man that God calls us to be. Lord, I hunger for that. I thirst for that. I want to be who you've called me to be. I want to be the kind of dad that you want me to be, that you ordained for me to be. Amen? You see, our children are very smart. They can read us like a book. They can see if dad is really into God or not. Aren't they? They can tell. They can know if we're going through the motions or if we're really sincere in our walk with God. Let's be hungry for the Lord. And if you don't have that hunger, tell the Lord, say, Lord, I don't have the kind of hunger that I need. Would you help me to get hungry? Our actions speak louder than our words. Luke 12, 21 says, yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. We need to have a rich relationship with God. One that our kids can say, yeah, my dad had a rich relationship with the Lord. He was a good spiritual father. He not only provided for us and took care of us and paid the bills and worked hard and took me to practice and cheerleading and football and all that, but he also was a spiritual father. He prayed for me and he told me he loved me. It's okay to love and do and be involved in other hobbies and activities, but our relationship with the Lord must be more important than anything else if we want to be a good spiritual father. I happen to love Mustangs. I have a Cobra Mustang that I really like. But if my Cobra Mustang ever becomes more important to me than my Christ, than my relationship with Christ, I'm in trouble. And I hope my kids know that Jesus is more important to Dad than that 98 Cobra in my garage. that Cobra is going to be in the salvage one day, rusting down, and my kids are going to be either in heaven or hell. Not having a hunger for the Lord can lead to lukewarmness and eventually losing out with God. The Apostle Paul had a helper who later left him. Here's what 2 Timothy 4:10 it says about Demas. He says, Demas has deserted me because he loves the things of this life and has gone to Thessalonica. Somewhere along the way, Demas' heart got away from the Lord and on to other things, and he deserted his call. What happened? We don't know. It just, the Bible says he loved the things of this world, and so something stole his zeal, stole his passion, and he went away. Dads, don't be a Demas. Be a Daniel. Daniel had a hunger for the Lord that was very evident. Daniel 6 and verse 10, when they were trying to trap him because they were jealous of him and his relationship with the king, this is what, what happened. They signed the law that they couldn't pray to anybody except King Darius. But listen to verse 10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual. He went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. I want to be a Daniel, not a Demas. Amen. And we hear about the great miracles that happened to Daniel, and how he was delivered from the lion's den. And later he received a revelation of heaven that basically they say that Daniel is the Old Testament book of Revelation. He saw things that are also recorded in the book of Revelation because he had a hunger for the Lord. And he prayed and he sought the Lord. So have a hunger for the Lord as a, if you want to be a spiritual dad. Number five, E, engages in spiritual conversations with his children. You know, we can be so quick to talk about sports and cars and games with our boys, and maybe sports, and I was trying to think what dads talk to their girls about. Shopping? I don't know. That's more of a mom's area. Clothes? No, that's more of a mom's area unless the dads get angry about something. Guys, maybe, probably not. That's mom's area. You know, there's a lot of stuff. But TV shows, whatever. Sometimes we can be quick to talk about other things, but yet we can shy away from what's most important. Did you hear about the latest football game? Yeah, son, that was cool. Did you, oh, you was playing so-and-so and blah, blah. Yeah, that's cool. Well, how are you doing in your relationship with the Lord? We need to ask our kids occasionally how they're doing with life. Hey, how's life treating you? How are you doing with your peers? Peer pressure is just as alive today as it was 40 years ago when I was in high school. Excuse me, 42 years ago. And even 60 years ago when you were in high school. There's such a thing as peer pressure. We want to be accepted. We don't want to be disliked. I mean, who wants to be disliked? But sometimes when you walk this walk with Christ, there can be times you have to make a decision to go against the crowd because the crowd's going in the wrong direction. So you can say, son, how are you doing with the other guys on the team? Are you maintaining your commitment to the Lord? I heard about a dad one time. He sent his kid off to college, and he was all worried about it. He's a good Christian kid, and he was all worried about how if he was going to get off on the wrong track and go with the world and go with all the guys on the team. And so after a couple months, his dad called. He says, hey, son, how are you doing? I mean, are you maintaining your Christian walk with the Lord and all that? And are you being, going the wrong direction? He goes, no, nobody knows I'm a Christian. Well, I guess that's one way to not be involved, but that's certainly not the best way. I think we're called to be salt. We're called to be light. We're called to make a difference, right? How are you not only with life or with your peers? How are you doing with the Lord? Are you and the Lord doing okay? Things going well? And so on. You know what I mean? And then the other half of that is when you do talk to them, genuinely listen. How are you like more like me sometimes? You're talking to somebody and you're thinking about more what you're gonna say more than what you're hearing them say, what you're gonna say next. We should genuinely listen to our children. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. I know it can be uneasy as a parent at times, but even if, because your kids may think that you're being old-fashioned or you may even be dorky. You know, I don't even know if that's a word anymore, but. Yeah, my dad's a dork, you know. Not my dad. I'm just saying as a statement. My dad's probably going to watch this. Dad, you are not a dork. I never, ever called you a dork. I didn't want to get up on the other side of the living room. But sometimes we may think our kids are thinking, you know, this about us, or they think we're old-fashioned or whatever. Well, who cares? If they know that you love them, and really they do, if you're concerned about what's going on with them, they may, to your face, sometimes think, well, you're just being weird down deep in their heart to say, I'm sure glad somebody cares about me. I'm sure glad they're asking me, because I sure need my mom and my dad. And someday they're going to have kids and they're going to know how that side of the coin feels. Amen? Last of all, number 6. Probably the most important one of all. Remember, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it all alone. You can't be a spiritual father all on your own. You need God's help every day. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you help, to give you insight, to give you wisdom and endurance as you set your heart and your mind of being a good spiritual father. The emphasis of this message today is on being a spiritual father. All the other things we could talk about. We could talk about being involved, and we could talk about doing this and all the other things about fatherhood like we normally. I'm talking about being a spiritual father. Let the Holy Spirit fill you over and over again with His love and anointing to do what God has called you to do. And we mentioned this already a while ago. You need the church and Christian brothers and sisters to help you. Pastor Phil and Pastor Chad and Sunday school teachers and nursery workers and sponsors and commanders, these people, most of them, don't get a dime for what they're doing. We have some full-time staff and part-time staff, but most of the people that teach and our commanders and our leaders and work in the nursery, they don't get anything this side of heaven. But let them help you. Have them here. And one last thing, it's helpful to kids to know that their dad loves their wife, loves their mom. Let your children see the way you love their mom, and that will take them a long ways down the road of mental, emotional, and spiritual maturity. In conclusion, how do I get started on the path to being a great spiritual father? I'm going to tell you 3 things in closing. Number 1, repent. They all start with R. Repent of not doing what you should be doing. Just say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I can see where I've missed your perfect will in the area that Pastor's talking about today. I can see I haven't been the spiritual father like that. Just say I'm sorry. You can't clean up spilled milk. You can't go back. Sometimes I wish I could go back 40 years. You know, have you ever had that thought? I wish I could go back and I'd change a few things. You can't do that, but you can repent. You can say, God, I realize I haven't been doing it just right. And so, Lord, forgive me. I want to be a great spiritual father. Secondly, replace old habits with new ones. If there's something you've been doing that you know isn't really contributing spiritually, replace that habit with a new one. Maybe it's a church attendance. Maybe you just attend occasionally. How about attending weekly? Maybe it's praying with your children. Maybe it's prayer with your meals. Maybe it's sitting down to talk with your son or your daughter and asking them about life and spiritual things and their peers and that we talked about a few moments ago. Maybe it's repenting of and replacing the attitude of not being hungry with being spiritually hungry. And then thirdly, not only repent, replace, but thirdly, realize once again that you can't do it alone, that you need the Lord to guide you and to help you. Amen. I'd like for all of our men, not just fathers, because as I said before, this message can be is not just for people who are biologically a father. You can be a father and not have a biological child. As a father to someone else, as an example to someone else. And young men, these young teenage guys down here in different places, they're one day probably going to be fathers. And I hope they'll remember some of these things. So if you are a man, I'd just like for you as we close this morning to come and stand across the front. I want us to have a prayer for us to be spiritual fathers, leaders. Would you come and stand and let's just stand across the front? Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a prayer time and then I'm with all of you, and then I'm going to ask the worship band. They have another song they're going to sing, and you can be free to go back to your seat or find a place around the altar. I think one of the greatest things that the people that are in this audience that are not down front could see, as if they're your son or your daughter or they're your wife or whatever, is to see you praying. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just pray together right now. We pray, Father God, for one another. Those in the audience, would you just stretch your hands toward these men and young men? Father, right now, as we pray, Father God, that you would help us to be spiritual fathers. Not just good providers and so on we've talked about, but a spiritual leader. Lord, help me be a spiritual leader to my family. Lord, I repent. I'm sorry for areas where I've messed up in my past. I know I haven't always done it right. And for that, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. I pray that you forgive me for not doing it the right way. And Lord, I ask for your help, Holy Spirit, to help me do it right. I pray that you would help me to be the example that I should be. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be engaged in conversations with my kids and hungry for you, Lord, and focusing on their faith more than other things. Father God, I pray that you would just bless me today. Would you just lift your hands to the Lord if you feel so comfortable and just say, God, here I am, just like a teacher raising their hand for acknowledging the teacher. Here I am. Lord, here I am. I need you today. Fill me with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, touch me today and anoint me, Lord, to do what you've called me to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to be the leader you've called me to be. I want to be the dad that you've called me to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now would you just give the Lord praise? Just praise him right out now, out loud. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you right now, God. I praise you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Worship team, would you come? And you're free to either find a place to pray or go back to your seat, whatever you feel led to do. But let's just spend some time. And ladies and those in the audience, you can join us at the front if you want a special time of prayer, thanking God and asking God to help us in every way. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now. Go ahead, ladies.
You breathe and your light shines in. You speak and my fears grow dim. Every word burning deep within. I am overwhelmed again. I am stop singing your love to me. You never stop singing your love to me. For the rest of my days, let me ever be listening to your I love yous, 'cause I stand against. You are strong, but it's effortless. And I am overwhelmed again. I am overwhelmed again. You never stop singing your love to me.
Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of these dads and men who are here with their families in church today. Lord, that is the one step in the right direction for sure of being spiritual fathers, is leading the way to church on Sunday, Wednesday. Lord, I pray that you would just be with us today, Father, as we go about our day. I pray that you would just help us to be the fathers you've called us to be. And we just honor you, the Father of all fathers, Heavenly Father. We honor you today. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can talk to you and that we can be strengthened by you and encouraged by you through Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit, as you help us to live this life until we see you face to face in heaven. I pray, Father God, that we would just continue to seek after you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all of our might. We love you today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Jesus.